Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two bros, no chaser, two Jews, no Jewish laser.
A.k.a. dummies achieving sinful human stardom with funnies debriefed in full through twin dueling Carsons.
That is from another Carson impression guy, Charlie Shulman.
That is wild.
That is bizarre.
Charlie Shulman.
That is bizarre. Charlie Shulman.
Doing an impression of me.
Sleeps in an iron wrought bed.
He's from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie, he's got a golden ticket.
Okay.
That's how we do it, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Hope you had a good weekend. As you know, we are trying to give you this content.
We want to give you a story a day, if we can, of dumb behavior, weird behavior, things that are affecting us in this pandemic. This is our way to help you cope, maybe while you're doing the dishes, maybe while you're walking the dog, whatever we can do to give you a little bit of a break from this madness. We're going to get you through this. We will not stop, even if we've got other stuff going on, and we've got a lot going on. So let's jump right into this story, and we'll tell you what's going on after the first break, but look, we're talking about the pandemic.
We're stuck in our homes. There's no way around it.
We are literally stuck in our homes, and even though we're finally rid of Trump.
Are we really, though?
That doesn't mean we're rid of the coronavirus. In fact, it could be argued that we are in the most dangerous stretch of the coronavirus.
Yep, about to come, the variants.
And it's just ramping up. We need to be at home. And in our homes, being in home with our people can take a toll on us.
Where's the fun?
Where's the spark?
That's what people are constantly asking.
Well, if you're a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow, then you might find it in one of her recent products, a scented candle that boasts on the label that it smells like my vagina.
Whose vagina?
Did you just swallow that word?
Yeah.
You had trouble saying that?
No, I just got a little hiccup in there.
Whose vagina? Paltrow's vagina? I don't know.
By the way, Who's the Vagina? It was my favorite Tony Danza show ever.
Whose vagina does it smell like? Does it smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's? Does the candle smell like that? Does it smell like the vagina of anyone who buys it? Does it just adapt to that smell?
Does it smell like the vagina of the My Pillow guy?
Is it an olfactory Rorschach test?
Yeah, that is the thing.
Either way, it is a bold. That's a bold scent for a candle.
The days of sandalwood went way too far.
Yeah, that's behind us.
Yeah.
In this new marketplace.
Uh huh.
I guess thank God it doesn't smell like Teen Spirit.
Well. That feels more like a Jeffrey Epstein product.
That's correct. That's a candle from Epstein. Well, the vagina candle is out there, and it is $75.
$75!
And it's sold out, which is something I think we can all be proud of as a society.
I mean,
but what?
It downtown is what they call
it. But what happens when the very candle that was supposed to bring a spark of love and a scent of my vagina into a person's home tries to kill them?
Well, let's dig in and find out.
We go to London for this story. Mm-hmm. Not sure if it's because Gwyneth has done so many great British accents in movies.
Sliding Doors, Shakespeare in Love.
Or if England is just trying to overtake Germany as the Florida of Europe.
Can we blame Boris Johnson's hair?
He's Trump light, isn't he? Isn't he Trump light?
Well, he got coronavirus and he was never quite the same. Like, I feel like there are just words he can't say now. You know what I mean? He's been neutered of sorts.
A UK woman is recounting the scary moment her Gwyneth Paltrow vagina scented candle exploded in her living room.
I still don't know if this smells like
Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina or this woman's vagina.
I don't know.
And
if it smells like the woman who bought it, how did she get her vagina sent to them so they can make a candle that smells like it?
Again, this makes it sound like it smells like her vagina.
That's right.
Gwyneth, which begs a question. Were people clamoring for this scent?
Yeah.
And when a woman's vagina is on fire, it usually means, you know, she needs some cranberry juice. This is a urinary tract infection.
That's what it is, guys.
And I'm not sure there are a whole lot of I'm sure there are thousands of websites devoted to exploding vaginas.
Exploding vaginas is its own genre. It's like its own hamster X, like subgenre.
Maybe this is the new like snakes in a peanut brittle can gag. You know what I mean?
How good would a peanut brittle scented candle?
So good.
How good?
And I'm not saying it would smell much better or worse than a vagina.
But what if every vagina smelled like peanut brittle?
Jodie Thompson of Kilbourne, North London, told The Sun that she was home with her partner, David Snow. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was happy that he was named in this article.
Thanks for naming me
when
in this
she
thing.
Was went to light the cheeky votive, which she won in an online quiz. You know she had to get that detail in.
I wouldn't buy it for myself. I wanted it an online quiz.
I definitely didn't buy it.
Yeah, why would I buy Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scent in
I
a
don't
candle
know what's
form?
More embarrassing, admitting that you were taking an online quiz?
Which might be more embarrassing than actually buying Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle.
To admit that you take online quizzes is a I don't know. I think
that result in you getting a
vagina-scented candle tells you everything you need to know about this person and the types of quizzes she takes
online.
By the
way, I don't think that they were like...
It wasn't like a chance to get into like Jeopardy.
Right. And I don't think they were like... Now we're going to tell you your prize. Or no. Maybe they were. Maybe it's like, take this quiz to win a prize. She did. And it's like, boom, I wound up with it.
And then she's like, well, I gotta tell everyone I didn't go out and actually buy this.
Right.
After lighting the goop, This Smells Like My Vagina candle, which went viral upon its release last January.
I feel like there should also be, remember, like, this can't be yogurt? There has to be like, this can't be my vagina scented candle.
Right. Thompson said a large flame jumped from the wick to the outside of the glass jar.
Yeah.
This might be the only thing that has to do with your vagina that you'd want to go viral.
This vagina's on fire.
The candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere, she told.
It's a genital war zone, guys.
There were bits of flaming vagina everywhere.
It was like scorched earth.
It was like an evening with Bethany Frankel.
Wow.
Just bizarre. Skinny bitch flying on fire. Wow. Get me a margarita. Light.
I've never seen anything like it. She said, yeah, I don't think anyone's ever seen a vagina-scented candle
I've never
exploding.
Seen a candle explode, let alone one that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Jason Pierre-Paul, who had his hand blown off with fireworks, feels like this is a surprising thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch, just like my vagina, she said.
That's right.
There was an inferno in the room, a sexual inferno.
A sexual inferno happening.
I think...
This is what they hoped the fire festival would be.
This is what they hoped would happen at the fire
festival.
That's
right.
The media consultant. She's a media consultant.
Okay, great. So she's taking online quizzes for work.
Right. I'm taking an online quiz. She
said
her and her partner eventually got under control and got rid of the candle. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to find out how she got it under control.
I don't know how she got it under control.
And what the fallout was of the exploding vagina candle.
Oh, my God.
You got to stick around.
We'll
this
be right back.
Sklarbro Country, the virus edition.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. February 27th, live Dumb People Town with Jack Black.
Oh, come on.
Open mic. Eagle is doing the music. It's going to be phantasmagoric. Go to eventbrite.com, live Dumb People Town. Get your tickets. We're going to do a stand-up show March 20th. We're telling you now. Let's sell that bad boy out.
Come on.
It's going to be really fun. We're doing that. And get the free stereo app because this is what we're doing. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition today, as this one drops on a Monday, 3 p.m. Monday, 3 p.m. Wednesday. Pacific time, we have a little discussion for like 30, 40 minutes. 40 minutes really is what it winds up being, 45 minutes.
Yep.
We listen to you guys. We answer any questions that you guys have in real time. It is so much fun. We love doing that. So we're doing that on Mondays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays, we're doing Dumb People Town with Daniel Van Kirk at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then Friday, we do Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m., View from the Cheap Seats, anything you want to talk about in the world of sports. So just get the Live Stereo app. Anytime we post a link, click through that. And it's free. It's so much fun. It's extra content. We love giving it to you. That's what we're going to do. Now, when we left, a woman in England took an online quiz. She was quick to tell us. And she won Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scented candle from Goop. Yes. And she lit it. It blew up like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina is wont to do sometimes, just blow up in the media.
So she says that she and her partner eventually got the fire under control and then they got rid of the candle, which why wouldn't you keep it as a reminder?
It's a memento. Yeah.
A monument with an inscription that reads, do not use a vagina scented candle for any purposes, no matter how funny it seems.
That's right.
It will blow up in your face,
that's
literally.
Right. That's right.
Could have burned the place down, she continued. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back at that Gwyneth.
Just the amount of damage that Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle can do.
She said, looking back, that Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room. Well, it wasn't her vagina that exploded in your living room.
Although that would be hilarious.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow came over and her vagina exploded in the living room.
You know who probably is looking back at this and not thinking it's that funny? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
She's probably not psyched that her thing is blowing up all over the place.
Also, most of the band Coldplay doesn't think it's that funny.
Because the room was what it was, and then it was all yellow.
There you go. That's an exploding vagina candle right
there. Thompson also shared photos of the deformed candle with the outlet in which she said, "This smells like my vagina label is completely melted and peeling off the glass." Well, if the label is off the glass, then how do we really know that it was "This smells like my vagina"?
Oh, you got to smell it. If it smells like
this can't be how Gwyneth envisioned her candle.
Her vagina candle.
A representative for Goop shared a statement with People. We are in touch with the woman to see if she followed the specific fire safety instructions.
Oh, I love. Put that on
included
her.
Included with the candle, such as trimming the wick and not burning it for more than 2 hours. Trimming the wick might be the new way I want to describe all circumcisions.
Trimming the wick.
You got to get a little trim on the wick. And then we name him, and then he's 8 days old, and then he's a Jew.
Very respectable ceremony.
When a Jewish boy reaches 8 days, they trim the wick. Somehow, I don't think she had...
You got to keep it from blowing up.
Trim the wick at all. I don't think that would have stopped this thing from blowing up. But maybe the wick was too long.
By the way...
Maybe it was. And then
when
it
have you ever lit a... When have you ever trimmed the wick on a candle? I have never... any candle I've ever lit... I've never trimmed the wick. That's something no one ever does. So even if that's what you're supposed to do, make the wick shorter, yeah. Goop.
At Goop, we vet the products we sell and make customer safety a priority. So we've alerted the manufacturer to the women's issue. I've reached out to her and sent her some Goop products to help pass the days in quarantine.
Oh, good. Nice. Will that blow up too? No. Will this blow up?
Is this a woman's issue? Her partner should be bragging about this. He started a fire in a vagina-scented candle.
We didn't start the fire.
He made it explode. Is what he's telling his boys down at the pub.
That's right.
I made a vagina candle.
I made a vagina. We lit that thing. We lit the lamp.
People were so fascinated by Paltrow's $75 candle that it quickly sold out during its first run last year.
Now, I wonder why that is. Do you think it was all fetishists who just love the
smell?
Yeah,
not because it's the best possible candle set, but because I think people...
Want to know what her vagina smells like.
Or what the candle says it smells like. Like,
we don't know if that's what it smells like.
I mean, I can admit that I would be curious. Ironically, it smells like a Coldplay song.
There you go.
The product description, item.
So very muted.
Yes. Made by artisanal fragrance brand Heretic, started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and Paltrow while they were collaborating on a fragrance together.
Those two guys.
The two were testing scents when the politician star blurted out, this smells like a vagina. The website said, like a vagina, not like my vagina.
Like a vagina, which, by the way, was my favorite Madonna song.
Like a vagina. And I think it's a great idea.
Lit for the very first time.
It's better than incense that smells like an asshole.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The candle scent is described to contain a blend of geranium, citrusy bergamot,
vagina smells like
and
citrusy
cedar
bergamot.
Absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose. An ambrette seed.
Everyone
describes their vagina.
Yeah. No mentions of a hint of a birthing canal or fallopian scents.
The unconventional candle received so much hype that Paltrow and Little teamed up for a second to create a not safe for work follow-up called This Smells Like My Orgasm.
Well, that would be the one that I would expect to explode around someone's living room.
That's a sweaty, musky candle that actually adds humidity to a room.
Boom.
This is fascinating. You know, look... I don't know what the online quiz was that she took, but then she then bought the candle from. But this is one of those moments where you say, maybe we're spending too much time at home.
I'm just going to say, I don't think she took an online quiz. I think she bought this. Mm-hmm. The whole story smells fishy to me.
Hey, come on.
All right, that is it, guys. That is a show. Guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. Wear a mask, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. And we'll see you today on Stereo at 3 p.m. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da-da. In my car. Starburns Avenue, a podcast network. Starburns Avenue. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two bros, no chaser. Two Jews, no Jewish laser.
Aka dummies achieving sinful human stardom with funnies debriefed in full through twin dueling curses.
That was That is from another Carson impression guy, Charlie Shulman.
That is wild.
That is bizarre.
I don't know this. Charlie Shulman.
That is bizarre. Charlie Shulman.
Doing an impression of me.
Sleeps in an iron wrought bed.
He's from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie, he's got a golden ticket.
Okay.
That's how we do it, guys.
Welcome to the show. As
hope you had a good weekend. As you know, we are trying to give you this content.
We want to give you a story a day, if we can, of dumb behavior, weird behavior, things that are affecting us in this pandemic. This is our way to help you cope, maybe while you're doing the dishes, maybe while you're walking the dog, whatever we can do to give you a little bit of a break from this madness. We're going to get you through this. We will not stop, even if we've got other stuff going on, and we've got a lot going on. So let's jump right into this story, and we'll tell you what's going on after the first break. But look, we're talking about the pandemic.
We're stuck in our homes. There's no way around it.
We're literally stuck in our homes, and even though we're finally rid of Trump.
Are we really, though?
That doesn't mean we're rid of the coronavirus. In fact, it could be argued that we are in the most dangerous stretch of the coronavirus.
Yep, about to come, the variants.
And it's just ramping up. We need to be at home. And in our homes, being in home with our people can take a toll on us.
Where's the fun?
Where's the spark?
That's what people are constantly asking.
Well, if you're a fan of Gwyneth Paltrow, then you might find it in one of her recent products, a scented candle that boasts on the label that it smells like my vagina.
Whose vagina?
Did you just swallow that word?
Yeah.
You had trouble saying that?
No, I just got a little hiccup in there.
Whose vagina? Paltrow's vagina? I don't know.
By the way, Who's the Vagina? It was my favorite Tony Danza show ever.
Whose vagina does it smell like? Does it smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's? Does the candle smell like that? Does it smell like the vagina of anyone who buys it? Does it just adapt to that smell?
Does it smell like the vagina of the My Pillow guy?
Is it an olfactory Rorschach test?
Yeah, that is the thing.
Either way, it is a bold scent for a candle.
The days of sandalwood went way too far.
Yeah, that's behind us in this new marketplace.
Uh-huh.
I guess thank God it doesn't smell like Teen Spirit.
Well, that feels more like a Jeffrey Epstein product.
That's correct. That's a candle from Epstein. Well, the vagina candle is out there, and it is $75.
$75!
And it's sold out, which is something I think we can all be proud of as a society.
I mean...
But what?
Take it downtown is what they call
it. But what happens when the very candle that was supposed to bring a spark of love and a scent of my vagina into a person's home tries to kill them?
Well, let's dig in and find out.
We go to London for this story. Mm-hmm. Not sure if it's because Gwyneth has done so many great British accents in movies.
Sliding Doors, Shakespeare in Love.
Or if England is just trying to overtake Germany as the Florida of Europe.
Can we blame Boris Johnson's hair?
He's Trump light, isn't he? Isn't he Trump light?
Well, he got coronavirus and he was never quite the same. Like, I feel like there are just words he can't say now. You know what I mean? He's been neutered of sorts.
A UK woman is recounting the scary moment her Gwyneth Paltrow vagina scented candle exploded in her living room.
I still don't know if this smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina
or this woman's vagina.
I don't know.
And
if it smells like the woman who bought it, how did she get her vagina sent to them so they can make a candle that smells like it?
Again, this makes it sound like it smells like her vagina.
That's right.
Gwyneth, which begs a question. Were people clamoring for this scent?
Yeah.
And when a woman's vagina is on fire, it usually means, you know, she needs some cranberry juice. This is a urinary tract infection.
That's what it is, guys.
And I'm not sure there are a whole lot of I'm sure there are thousands of websites devoted to exploding vaginas.
Exploding vaginas is its own genre. It's like its own hamster X, like subgenre.
Maybe this is the new like snakes in a peanut brittle can gag. You know what I mean?
How good would a peanut brittle scented candle?
So good.
How good?
And I'm not saying it would smell much better or worse than a vagina.
What if every vagina smelled like peanut brittle?
Jodie Thompson of Kilbourne, North London, told The Sun that she was home with her partner, David Snow. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was happy that he was named in this article.
Thanks for naming me
when
in this
she
thing.
Went to light the cheeky votive, which she won in an online quiz. You know she had to get that detail in.
I wouldn't buy it for myself. I wanted it an online quiz.
I definitely didn't buy it.
Yeah, why would I buy Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scent in a candle
for? I don't know what's more embarrassing, admitting that you were taking an online quiz?
Which might be more embarrassing than actually buying Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle.
To admit that you take online quizzes is a I don't know. I think
that result in you getting a
vagina-scented candle tells you everything you need to know about this person and the types of quizzes she takes online.
By the way, I don't think that they were like...
It wasn't like a chance to get into like Jeopardy.
Right. And I don't think they were like, now we're going to tell you your prize. Or no. Maybe they were. Maybe it's like, take this quiz to win a prize. She did. And it's like, boom, I wound up with a...
And then she's like, well, I gotta tell everyone I didn't go out and actually buy this.
Right.
After lighting the goop, this smells like my vagina candle, which went viral upon its release last January.
I feel like there should also be, remember, like, this can't be yogurt? There has to be, like, this can't be my vagina scented candle.
Right. Thompson said a large flame jumped from the wick to the outside of the glass jar.
Yeah.
This might be the only thing that has to do with your vagina that you'd want to go viral.
This vagina's on fire.
The candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere, she told.
It's a genital war zone, guys.
There were bits of flaming vagina everywhere.
It was like scorched earth.
It was like an evening with Bethany Frankel.
Wow. Just bizarre. Skinny bitch flying on fire. Wow. Get me a margarita. Light.
I've never seen anything like it. She said, "Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever seen a vagina scented candle.
I've never
seen
a candle explode, let alone one that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina."
Jason Pierre-Paul, who had his hand blown off with fireworks, feels like this is a surprising thing.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch, just like my vagina. She said,
"That's right.
There was an inferno in the room, a sexual inferno
happening."
I think.
This is what they hoped the fire festival would be.
This is what they hoped would happen at the fire festival.
That's right.
The media consultant. She's a media consultant.
Okay, great. So she's taking online quizzes for work.
Right. I'm not taking an online quiz.
She said
her and her partner eventually got under control and got rid of the candle. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to find out how she got it under control.
I don't know how she got it under control.
And what the fallout was of the exploding vagina candle.
Oh, my God.
You got to stick around.
We'll be right back.
Sklarbro Country, the virus edition.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. February 27th, live Dumb People Town with Jack Black.
Oh, come on.
Open mic. Eagle is doing the music. It's going to be phantasmagoric. Go to eventbrite.com, live Dumb People Town. Get your tickets. We're going to do a stand-up show March 20th. We're telling you now. Let's sell that bad boy out.
Come on.
It's going to be really fun. We're doing that. And get the free stereo app because this is what we're doing. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition today, as this one drops on a Monday. Mm-hmm. 3 p.m. Monday, 3 p.m. Wednesday. Pacific time, we have a little discussion for like 45 minutes. We listen to you guys, we answer any questions that you guys have in real time. It is so much fun. We love doing that. So we're doing that on Mondays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays, we're doing Dumb People Town with Daniel Van Kirk at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then Friday, we do Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m., View from the Cheap Seats, anything you want to talk about in the world of sports. So just get the Live Stereo app. Anytime we post a link, click through that. And it's free. It's so much fun. It's extra content. We love giving it to you. That's what we're going to do. Now, when we left, a woman in England took an online quiz. She was quick to tell us. And she won Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina scented candle from Goop. Yes. And she lit it. It blew up like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina is wont to do sometimes, just blow up in the media.
So she says that she and her partner eventually got the fire under control and then they got rid of the candle, which why wouldn't you keep it as a reminder?
It's a memento. Yeah.
A monument with an inscription that reads, do not use a vagina scented candle for any purposes, no matter how funny it seems.
That's right.
It will blow up in your face, literally.
That's right.
Could have burned the place down, she continued. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back at that Gwyneth.
Just the amount of damage that Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle can do.
She said, looking back, that Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room. Well, it wasn't her vagina that exploded in your living room.
Although that would be hilarious.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow came over and her vagina exploded in the living room.
You know who probably is looking back at this and not thinking it's that funny? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
She's probably not psyched that her thing is blowing up all over the place.
Also, most of the band Coldplay doesn't think it's that funny.
Because the room was what it was and then it was all yellow.
There you go. That's an exploding vagina candle
Thompson also shared photos of the deformed candle with the outlet in which she said, this smells like my vagina label is completely melted and peeling off the glass. Well, if the label is off the glass, then how do we really know that it was, this smells like my vagina
candle? Oh, you got to smell it. If it smells like, if it smells
this
like,
can't be how Gwyneth envisioned her candle,
her vagina candle.
A representative for Goop shared a statement with people. We are in touch with the woman to see if she followed the specific fire safety instructions.
Oh, I love. Put that on
included
her.
Included with the candle, such as trimming the wick and not burning it for more than 2 hours. Trimming the wick might be the new way I want to describe all circumcisions.
Trimming the wick.
You got to get a little trim on the wick. And then we name him. And then he's 8 days old. And then he's a Jew.
Very respectable ceremony.
When a Jewish boy reaches 8 days, they trim the wick. Somehow, I don't think she
had... You got to keep it from blowing up.
Trim the wick. At all. I don't think that would have stopped this thing from blowing up. But maybe the wick was too long.
By the way,
maybe it was. And then
when
it
have you ever lit a... When have you ever trimmed the wick on a candle? I have never... any candle I've ever lit, I've never trimmed the wick. That's something no one ever does. So even if that's what you're supposed to do, make the wick shorter, yeah. Goop.
At Goop, we vet the products we sell and make customer safety a priority. So we've alerted the manufacturer to the women's issue. I've reached out to her and sent her some Goop products to help pass the days in quarantine.
Oh, good. Nice. Will that blow up too? No. Will this blow up?
Is this a woman's issue? Her partner should be bragging about this. He started a fire in a vagina-scented candle.
We didn't start the fire.
He made it explode, is what he's telling his boys down at the pub.
That's right.
I made a vagina candle
I made
explode.
A vagina. We lit that thing. People, we lit the lamp.
People were so fascinated by Paltrow's $75 candle that it quickly sold out during its first run last year.
Now, I wonder why that is. Do you think it was all fetishists who just love
the
smell?
Yeah, not because it's the best possible candle set, but because I think people...
Want to know what her vagina smells like.
Or what the candle says it smells like. Like,
we don't know if that's what it smells like.
I mean, I can admit that I would be curious. Ironically, it smells like a Coldplay song.
There you go.
The product description, the item...
So very muted.
Yes. Made by artisanal fragrance brand Heretic, started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and Paltrow while they were collaborating on a fragrance together.
Those two guys.
The two were testing scents when the politician star blurted out, this smells like a vagina. The website said, like a vagina, not like my vagina.
My vagina, like a vagina. Which, by the way, was my favorite Madonna song.
Like a vagina. And I think it's a great idea.
Lit for the very first time.
It's better than incense that smells like an asshole.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The candle scent is described to contain a blend of geranium, citrusy bergamot, which is
how... No vagina smells like citrusy bergamot.
And cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose... An ambrette seed.
There
you know the way everyone describes their vagina.
Yeah. No mentions of a hint of a birthing canal or fallopian scents.
The unconventional candle received so much hype that Paltrow and Little teamed up for a second to create a not safe for work follow-up called This Smells Like My Orgasm.
Well, that would be the one that I would expect to explode around someone's living room.
That's a sweaty, musky candle that actually adds humidity to a room.
Boom.
This is fascinating. You know, look... I don't know what the online quiz was that she took, but then she then bought the candle from. But this is one of those moments where you say, maybe we're spending too much time at home.
I'm just going to say, I don't think she took an online quiz. I think she bought this. Mm-hmm. The whole story smells fishy to me.
Hey, come on.
All right, that is it, guys. That is the show. Guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. Wear a mask, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. And we'll see you today on Stereo at 3 p.m. La-ti-da, la-ti-da-ti-da-ti-da, la-ti-da-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.